Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi, this is Charles Feldman, and I'm joined now by Matt Thomas, who is a geologist here with the USGS, yes?
I am. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. So let's talk about not only this, what is shaping up to be a rather soggy Easter weekend for Southern California, but as you know, it has been a very soggy, and that's putting it as an understatement, I think, winter throughout Southern California and indeed other parts of the state as well. So a big question I think that people have if they have homes in certain areas that are prone to mudslides, or prone to all kinds of, you know, flooding, that sort of thing, is first of all, how bad is it likely to be from this cumulative effect?
That's a really great question, and it has a little bit to do with the type of landslide problem you're concerned about. You mentioned we're heading into a storm soon, but luckily we've had about a 2 to 3 week period without significant rainstorms in Southern California. And in fact, our landslide monitoring stations that we have scattered throughout the transverse ranges are showing kind of a drying trend in the soil moisture levels over that 2 to 3 week period since earlier in March. The drying trend that we observe for those shallow soils is really only for the upper few feet of the soil. With respect to concern about shallow landslides, those are landslides that initiate kind of within the upper few feet of the soil, which are similar depths that we instrument and look at the soil moisture through time. It's good news that we're heading into the storm with sufficient time for these soils to kind of dry out. That's good news from a shallow landslide perspective. From a deeper seated landslide perspective, these are slides that can have failure surfaces that are, you know, many, many, many feet below surface. And I'm sure you're aware of some of the deeper seated landslides that are have occurred in Southern California this season. Those don't respond to this kind of same kind of time scale of drying that these shallower soils do. And in fact, it's not uncommon to see deep seated slides at the tail end of the winter season like we are now, and not even necessarily on days when it's raining. And so, heading into this storm and as we kind of round out the winter season and even thereafter, it's quite important to remain vigilant with respect to deep-seated landslide activity.
Is it easy for a homeowner to know whether or not their home happens to be subject to one kind of slide or another?
It can be. It can be a complicated answer to that question, especially in a place like Southern California, where you can have very steep slopes and the geology is quite variable. And so really the kind of, when you have time to do it, getting an expert opinion on your property from a licensed engineering geologist, for example, can be quite helpful. Going into a storm or during a storm, though, really the most kind of important factors to consider are how, you know, things like water drainage are being managed on your property during the course of the storm. So trying to avoid situations where you're getting kind of a lot of concentrated surface water runoff on your property.
Is there a reasonable time period after we shift from a wet period into a dry period, after which a homeowner can be reasonably certain that they're not going to end up being subject to a significant landslide? Is there a time span?
Well, just speaking more broadly from a landslide kind of rainstorm season perspective. When it comes to those shallow landslides, we typically don't see those occurring well outside of the rainy season. And so I think something like, 90 to 95% of a typical California winter rainfall season, closes out at the end of April. And so we typically don't see that shallow landslide problem during, beyond that time window until we get into the meat of the next winter season. But with respect to deep-seated slides that respond to kind of above average annual rainfall or even back-to-back years of above average rainfall, that concern and that vigilance should remain kind of elevated.
What about flooding? Because other than landslides, the other big concern that people have, especially in Southern California, after protracted periods of rain, flooding. Why are we particularly prone to that?
That's a really interesting question, and it has a little bit to do with, the pattern of rainfall throughout the course of the season and the type of rainstorm that comes in. So anytime you have elevated kind of soil moisture levels, so the ground is wetter and, it tends to be wetter towards the tail end of the rainy season and above average rainfall years. When you have subsequent rains, there's less space in the ground to accommodate and absorb that water. And so it's more prone to runoff. And it's more prone to become a flooding problem, not only if you have those kind of what we refer to as higher antecedent soil moisture conditions going into a storm, but also if the rainstorm that comes in is delivering what we call high intensity rainfall over a short period. So when you get short duration, high intensity rainfall, just think of very kind of flashy rainfall, over the course of short duration, so 15, 30 minutes or less than an hour, that's the style of rainfall that can really concentrate water in a short amount of time.
Are there things you do with your own home that other people would be wise to do with theirs?
Well, I think the thing I try to manage, in my home, I don't live in a particularly high landslide hazard area, but I do pay a lot of attention, with respect to kind of those flooding concerns, how drainage is kind of behaving in and around my property. So I try to keep an eye on, for example, getting water off of my property as quickly as possible, trying to make sure it doesn't collect or concentrate anywhere, particularly during storms. So that's the factor I worry about, particularly kind of during a storm.
All right, very good. Matt Thomas, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.